And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man. Covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew, goes from Huntsville all the way back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about literally from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. Even, oh, by the way, big old swatches of Georgia and Mississippi thrown in, just for good measure. I'm going to the phones momentarily, but I'll tell you, I asked the question right before the break. What classic rock song best describes the current state of politics? Not the former, but the current state of politics that we have right now. And y'all are lighting it up right now. Jerry Lee from Huntsville says, "You Shook Me All Night Long" by Jerry from by AC/DC. Rusty from Huntsville says, "The boys are back in town," and another one bites the dust, and "We Will Rock You." Nice. Bruce from Springville says, "The classic rock song for today, Suspicious Minds by Elvis." That's good. John from Brownsboro, "I Can't Drive 55. Okay. Jeff from Athens says, "I Want to Celebrate" by Rare Earth. Yes, that's what I said a minute ago. Dylan from Athens says, where are we? He says, "I'm picking on you, Phil. I'm thirsty every day." Thirsty. Oh, he wants it Thirsty Thursday. He says, "More winning. We can't stop now." What else? I had another one a minute ago. I saw it. Twisted Sister, "We're Not Going to Take It Anymore." Gary from Decatur, BTO's, "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet." How about that? We'll get more of these. What classic rock song best describes your views on the current state of our politics? Let me go to the phones, though, real quick. Jeff Rowe from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
It's got to be Judas Priest, "You Got Another Thing Coming." That's right. Here's where the talking ends.
And now that one, my buddy George and I used to roam around South Huntsville with him blaring that in his Volkswagen. That was a good one. I could always hear him coming down the street, and it was that song.
And with the Volkswagen, he was just zipping down through there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had the coolest thing too. He had one of those. It was like a Volkswagen, kind of like a station wagon, but it was a fastback. I've only seen one, and it was his. Anyway, where are you at right now, man?
I'm about 20 miles south of the Gauntlet. Getting ready to get into it. You talk about Volkswagens. I went to school with a guy that had an old Volkswagen. The motor blowed up in it. Put a Porsche engine in it, and that thing would move.
Oh yeah, you know, I've seen Volkswagens on the drag strip, and they do quite well. I've seen Volkswagens made into, you know, off roaders. Let me ask you this: what'd you think about my interview with the main representative, Laurel Libby, and what's going on with that?
Well, I think you may have interviewed the next Republican senator from Maine.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, either that or we need a new Republican governor of Maine. I know that.
Susan Collins comes up for re-election next year.
Oh, so that's right.
Yes, that's right. And with this behind her and on a state local level, and if she gets some traction on this and these people come to their senses instead of being an insane Maine, they might just – I think she should be primaried, and that sounds like she sounds like the perfect person to do that.
Well, Susan Collins is almost to the point of doddering. I mean, she's still sharp. She hasn't fallen down on the floor of the Senate like Mitch McConnell, but she just strikes me as being way, way, way beyond her time is what it feels like.
Well, that, and she's the illustrious Republican rhino. So
yeah, yeah. Never sure where she stands.
No, we could use they should be seen in the zoo, not in Congress.
But what do you think about Laurel Libby, though? Literally being told as an elected official, she's not allowed to speak or vote on the floor of the House until she publicly apologizes.
Kind of sounds like they're denying her civil rights to me.
I would agree.
Especially as a representative.
I think they're denying her constituents their rights also.
There should be some legal repercussions for this. I mean, I don't know if the United States government can get involved in something like that, but she's been taking away her right to represent these people and without cause.
Yeah, they have technically not just silenced her; they've silenced the voices of thousands of people she represents, and that's to me. I mean, I can see where they might censure her and get away with it. I've seen that happen before, but it's really a slap on the wrist. But this is not a slap. This is punitive. This is called shutting her down, and that's just it's just messed up. It's got to get fixed.
A censure doesn't, involve your ability to represent your people. That's just basically a slap, and we're telling you did wrong. But
yeah,
as far as that's like saying she can't do her job, and that what she was elected to do, and that's just not the way it's supposed to work.
Yep, totally agree. All right, man. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there and get a few text messages because the songs are rolling in. By the way, did you have a song? Oh, you did have a song. You told me that earlier.
Yeah. Well, yeah, man. It's got to be Judas Priest, man. You got another thing coming because the man in charge now is telling everybody that.
Sweet. All right, brother. Be safe on the road. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, buddy.
See you, man. The songs are pouring in. So I asked the question right before we went to the phones and before the last break. What classic rock song best, in your opinion, describes the current state of our politics? And you guys are like blowing it up right now. Thomas Mathins is back in there. He says, "The Boys Are Back in Town," "Don't Stop Believing" by Journey, "Revolution" by the Beatles, and "All Right Now" by Free. And, oh, by the way, "Don't Stop Believing" by Fleetwood Mac. He went down the entire list of classic rock.
He had an opinion on that one.
He also had "Running Down a Dream," "Do You Believe in Magic," "Hit Me with Your Best Shot," "Spirit in the Sky," and so. Thomas, you are indeed a classic rock fan.
All of those were perfect.
And they were good. James from Arab says, "The current state: Peaceful, Easy Feeling by the Eagles. Had Kamala won, it would have been Witchy Woman by the Eagles." Nice. Well played, sir.
By the way, David Edwards on the Facebook live stream said, "Proud Mary Rolling on the River."
Oh, for his song. Nice. That's good. Yeah, any more on there, you let me know. Just jump on in. Matt from Cherokee says, "Taking Care of Business." There you go. Wanda from Somerville says, "Looks like we made it after all." Man, I'm going to be singing half these songs on the way home today. Joanna from Hartsel says, "We Won't Get Fooled Again" by The Who. That was good.
That was a good one.
That was good. "We Won't Get Fooled Again." Shag Nasty the Atheist has got one. Shag Nasty says Pink Floyd's The Wall.
I think that was maybe a jab, even though I love that song.
but here's the thing, Shag Nasty, that could go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think you're digging at conservatives, yeah. But no. We still love you, Shag Nasty. Roxanne from Harvest says "Working Man" by Rush. That's a good song, by the way. I dig some Rush. Now I'm thinking, what Rush song am I going to play on the way home with the windows down? Dustin from Hillsboro says, "All the waste in government we're finding out about makes me think of the song Money for Nothing." Wow. Wow. A little Dire Straits kicking in right there. My gosh, this keeps going. Chris from Alabama says, "Shake It Up" by The Cars. That works. He also said, "Boston, Don't Look Back." Man. Or maybe that, you know what? That "Boston Don't Look Back" was back in November he said that.
So the last two times he's texted in has been when we've asked this question.
He only texts in on the classic rock songs. Nice to hear from you every 4 months. Thanks, Chris. All right, what else have I got here? Thomas Mathis still rigging them out. And then Shag Nasty the Atheist says "Fortunate Son" by Creedence. Okay, as to who? Is that a dig at Trump? I think it might be a dig at, I don't know, Biden. Hunter and all that. Britt from Athens says, "Welcome to the Jungle." Woo! Mike from Florence says, "The Trucker," that'd be Jeff from Indiana, "just reminded me of the song with the lyrics about Maine, Insane in the Maine Brain." Is that a song?
I guess it is. I've never heard it.
I've never heard that. Ian from Hartsel says, "Cocaine" by Eric Clapton. And then Bob from Madison says, "Hey, Phil, what about Don't Fear the Reaper?" That's fair.
It's a great song, by the way.
That's fair. Spence from Harvest says, "Okay, Spence, this is actually one of my favorites. I love the riff on this song. You need to find this. Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate. This has the best guitar riff. I actually, just the other day, Spence from Harvest, you nailed it, man. I need Spence to have some applause for that one because that, Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate. Yes. Hot Chocolate may be a one-hit wonder. I'm not even sure. But they had this song came out in the 70s. And I don't know if we can play it without, with FCC violations being attached to us. But it's got an epic guitar riff in it. Are you playing it? Are you about to play it?
I mean, I find it. I got to get it ready to go. But, yeah, I got it.
You know what? During the break, you go find it. Don Henley, Dirty Laundry. Yeah, the Epstein list came out today. So Dirty Laundry is definitely there. Tim from Madison says, it's Insane in the Membrane by Cypress Hill. That's what the song was. And then Thomas from Athens again says, Sunshine of Your Love. But all right-siders are cognizant of that oldie, he says. Nice. Well played, sir. All right, listen, we're going to be moving towards a break here momentarily. I will tell you this, though. You want to keep texting them in, we'll take them. What classic rock song do you believe best describes our current state of politics? Y'all are still texting, even while I'm watching the texts are popping in.
By the way, I got the song right. I don't know if you want to go out with it or not, but...
If you got it, let's play it, and I'll tell you when to hit the button to go, baby, go. All right? There it is. Everyone's a winner, baby. Just digging it. Half of y'all are going to put that on your playlist today. Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate. Take it to a break, brother. Take it to a break. Nice.